I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
It truly is a media-run state on the right in America. What are your concerns about that?
Well, where to start? I mean, for starters, I was there on January 6th, and it took a lot less than 3 million people to break into the Capitol and to hurt a lot of police officers and to shake the foundation of our democracy.
Yeah.
So when you can reach that many people and incite to violence, even a small fraction of it, it can have enormous consequences. In fact, even one person can change the course of American history. So you're playing with fire, for one thing. But what really has to happen is that, you know, good, accurate reporting needs to be a good business model.
Right.
And that's on all of us. And it'd be nice if the News Corporation would give it a try.
Yeah, right. And you're talking to MSNBC and you think they're going to give you fair journalism April 27, 2023. That was MSNBC questioning former New York Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney and her stating the most stupid statement. It really is a government-controlled right media, right? No, it's the other way around. But Maloney bites and goes all in.
You cannot have this effort to create a power center in American politics under the guise of a news organization. It is deeply corrupting, and we have seen the consequences. Last point.
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson is unique in that he did bring to the surface some of the darkest stuff on the internet.
Totally.
That even other Fox News hosts wouldn't touch.
Right.
And so to really bring that into the mainstream is a new level, a new low. And so thank God he in particular is gone, at least for now. But the network has got to clean up its act.
Well, not so fast, former Congressman Maloney. First of all, Tucker went on the tweet machine last night with a video about a 2 minute plus, and his normal nightly viewers were the 3 million you were referring to. This one got something like 54 million views.
Good evening, it's Tucker Carlson. One of the first things you realize when you step outside the noise for a few days is how many genuinely nice people there are in this country, kind and decent people, people who really care about what's true, and a bunch of hilarious people also, a lot of those. It's got to be the majority of the population, even now. So that's heartening. The other thing you notice when you take a little time off is how unbelievably stupid most of the debates you see on television are. They're completely irrelevant. They mean nothing. In 5 years, we won't even remember that we had them. Trust me, as someone who's participated.
Yeah, he's been there and he knows no one will remember the debates, the candidates, the issues, because they're not focusing on the issue. Now, here you had former Congressman Maloney basically calling out Tucker Carlson and Fox News for being the scourge of the earth and state-controlled, when it's obviously the other way around. We all know that. But something else, when they thought Tucker Carlson was gone, I want you to hear these statements as he's talking about, and his closing statement in particular, how our current orthodoxies will not last.
They're brain dead. Nobody actually believes them. Hardly anyone's life is improved by them. This moment is too inherently ridiculous to continue, and so it won't. The people in charge know this. That's why they're hysterical and aggressive. They're afraid. They've given up persuasion. They're resorting to force. But it won't work. When honest people say what's true, calmly and without embarrassment, they become powerful. At the same time, the liars who've been trying to silence them shrink, and they become weaker. That's the iron law of the universe. True things prevail. Where can you still find Americans saying true things? There aren't many places left, but there are some, and that's enough. As long as you can hear the words, there is hope. See you soon.
Right there. See you soon. Is that a hidden message? See you soon where, when? And, of course, I can hear the leftists crying out, Tucker, they fired you because you put on a memo or a text or an email that you hated Donald Trump and you were exposed. You were not telling the truth to your viewers. But we'll see what, again, where all this goes. There will be more lawsuits coming forward. But right now, Fox is out from under Dominion. All right, enough of those kinds of games. Let's talk about real war games. China invading Taiwan. Representatives of both parties met last night. Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher on the House Select Committee on China said, "We played out a fictional conflict with China in 2027, and here's why this war game last night was so important.
We want to have a hope of stopping World War III. We need to therefore arm Taiwan to the teeth right now and clear the $19 billion worth of foreign military sales backlog. That is frankly an embarrassment, something I've talked with every Taiwanese leader about. We also need to reinvigorate our defense industrial base and start cranking out critical munitions like long-range anti-ship missiles. It's also imperative to get our allies and partners on board with the idea of economic deterrence long before the shooting starts. Russian sanctions negotiations will look like a cakewalk in comparison to what we'd have to put together against the CCP. All the more reason we put it together now."
That's why they had the game last night. And he said the only way, quoting Dwight Eisenhower, to win a war is to avoid the war. More on what they learned can be heard on today's Noon Rumble. It's available now as a podcast, LarryConnorsUSA.com, or go to Rumble.com, enter LarryConnorsUSA or Newstalk STL. I encourage you to listen to that entire scenario of their war game and what they learned. Coming up, the abortion issue and the 2024 presidential election. Is it really going to have an impact on that election? Stand by, lock and load, ready on the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington. A crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now, I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world, cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. You want new windows for your home or business, but can you afford them? Yes, and I know you will get quality from Renewal by Anderson. Dial #250, #250, and say windows. Renewal by Anderson can help you with designs, hardware, more color options, and competitors. And Renewal listens to your desires, working within your budget. Renewal by Anderson. Dial #250, #250, and then say windows.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. My next guest we've had on before and always glad to have him on. He is, the CEO and president of 40 Days of Life, or Two Life, I should say. For Life, 40 Days for Life. They're billing themselves as the world's largest pro-life organization. Sean Carney, welcome back.
Good to be back. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, one of the things obviously everyone's watching as to what's going to be a big issue for the 2024 election, and if we're going to focus on issues and not personalities, not the age of Biden, not his mental capability and whoever is on the other side, and that assumes that he actually gets through a primary and faces a general election. We saw in the midterms that Roe v. Wade decision did reverse a lot of gains that Republicans thought for sure they were going to have, because Roe v. Wade had happened months before, but it galvanized new voters, especially young women voters. Your thought at this point as to how it plays?
I disagree a little bit. I think lame candidates lost.
Well, I won't disagree with that either, but you can't deny how many were citing Roe v. Wade was also an issue.
For sure. No, they definitely cited Roe v. Wade as an issue. You're right. It did help Democrats in the midterms, but it helped Republicans. It helped Greg Abbott, who banned abortion. It helped DeSantis. It helped Kemp. The Republicans who owned being pro-life and who knew the law and read what Alito wrote when he overturned Roe did really, really well. Those who kind of avoided it, looked weak, were weak, didn't know how to articulate it, and lost badly. And we all know that abortion played into that. And that will definitely be a factor in 2024, not to the level of 2022. I mean, that was, 4 months after the overturning of Roe. And so it's a bit different as far as the mood. There'll be more time by the time November 2024 rolls around. But it's definitely going to be an issue, and Biden has to make it an issue because it's all he has.
Well, he already has in some of his earlier statements, saying they're trying to deny women a right. I don't know what he's saying about women babies that are in the womb. I guess they're not going to get their right.
Correct. And that's just a non-issue for him. But the whole notion that you can run on abortion has never been done before from the pro-abortion side. And so it's not a very large single issue constituency for the pro-abortion side. It is for the pro-life side. And so it's a big single issue. The other thing is that not only has nobody run on just strictly being pro-abortion and unable to talk about anything else, the world didn't burn down after Roe. Women didn't die in the streets, as Hillary Clinton and Whoopi Goldberg said.
Right.
Life moved on in a lot of these places, and I think over time, you're going to have moderate Democrats or even Democrats who are in conservative red states that realize, I don't really have to be pro-abortion anymore. I mean, it's up to the state. The state has decided. I'm a congressman, and I have no influence over that. And so if you want to be pro-life, you can, or at least you could be weak on being pro-abortion. And I think that's going to be a political trend across the state.
I agree with a lot of what you said. I also believe that if there had been some back alley abortions with wire hangers and a woman's life was lost or severely threatened, the state-controlled media would have put it wall-to-wall coverage. See, this is what happened.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing that they're not going to talk about is the skyrocketing birth rate in our country, because women are not programmed like robots to just go and have an abortion. They're not clamoring to travel. Travel is a huge deterrent. You now have these massive former abortion markets like Texas and like Florida, and we'll get some of those stories of a woman had to travel and she sat in the dark and then she had an abortion in New York because they're free and all that garbage. But the majority of them won't travel. I know in Texas there's 100,000 babies that have been born since we got the heartbeat bill 18 months ago. Our birth rate has skyrocketed. And so you're going to see that, a lot. And
remind me on Texas on the heartbeat, what period of the embryo development is that?
That's when they can detect a heartbeat. So
right,
Texas
but
that.
What level, what week?
In Texas, it was 6.
Okay.
And so some states just do 4. Texas may have amended theirs and did 4. But it's basically annihilates abortion, surgical abortions. And, since we passed the heartbeat bill, then, of course, with the overturning of Roe v. Wade, there have been 100,000 babies born. So women do choose life.
Yeah.
There are a lot of programs and support for them now more than ever. But I just think the idea that all women are just outraged that Roe v. Wade was overturned is complete nonsense. And I think we'll see it play out politically. Most of the pro-life movement are women. The majority of the pro-life movement are women.
Let me point out, too, that it's part of my prayer nightly in the sense that to bless those women who might have considered an abortion, either because it travels too far or because even if it's right down the street from them, and almost as easy as making a nail appointment, that they hear children laughing or they see them playing and it turns them around, and that those women be blessed, their child be blessed, the child bless them, the child bless society. Because we're talking about basically human sacrifice. They don't want to look at it like that, but that's what that amounts to.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Jack Nicholson said he's pro-life because he was adopted. He said, I'd be dead. You know, I mean, there's a basic reality that when you abort your future, that's what Mother Teresa told Hillary Clinton. Hillary asked her, why do you think we've never elected a female president? And Mother Teresa said, you probably aborted her, Yes, Mother Teresa was never, she was always getting right to the
point.
But
ironically, the way they throw labels around, Biden is referring to anyone restricting Americans' rights, dictating what healthcare decisions women can make. You were the extremist, not the woman killing the baby or saying, I'm willing to sacrifice my baby because it interferes with my life right now.
And you're exactly right, but also just the total lack of questioning whether abortion is good or whether Roe was good. I mean, so we're just going to ignore the Supreme Court completely. And I know we do that. I mean, our Supreme Court invented gay marriage overnight, first civilization ever to do it. But, you know, the whole notion that you can't pause and say, you know, in 1973, they didn't know a lot that we know now. They didn't do surgeries on unborn children. They didn't, you know, all of these things that we can do. Just the great sprint to be on the wrong side of history is unbelievable. And it's not happening to those women who chose abortion. We work with them, and a lot of them who had little to no regret, but always a little bit of doubt in their heart of whether it was the right thing. The overturning of Roe was very difficult for them because they realized, I just got it because it was legal. I would have never gotten it if it were illegal. Now it's illegal in 20 states. Like, what does that mean? We're just flipping a coin and deciding whether it's right or wrong. And that's hard.
Sean Carney is the CEO and president of 40 Days for Life. Now, also within the context of what you were discussing is that there are women who, you know, they consider maybe some little differences in pro-life all the time and maybe some exceptions, and some of the states are going through this as well. And some Republicans even are saying cannot win if we don't find some middle ground on some of the issues that might involve, one, the women's health, which most I think accept, but then again, you get into issues with the baby, things of this nature. So we've had this discussion before. Are the pro-lifers going to have to give and yield a few points to get the votes needed?
I think they already are in some states. I don't believe in exceptions. I don't think we need them. I think that the exception has made the rule with abortion. But a lot of states have had a lot of success putting exceptions in there and essentially banning abortion in their states. Because to run an abortion facility, you don't just have to do abortions. You got to do a lot of abortions, okay? And it is about the money. And if they don't bring in the money, they're not going to be able to stay open. And so when you have these six-week bans, these heartbeat bills, that is detrimental to the bottom line of an abortion industry. And this ultimately is market-driven. And so, you know, there's a lot of states that, I think, of course, there are states and Republicans that are compromising, but there's a lot of states that I wouldn't have guessed would have passed some of these pro-life laws that are doing so. And the most pro-life laws ever passed in our country at the state level was during the Obama years, because the Republicans really went to work.
Now, here's the other thing. I mean, for 50 years, the women and the nation as a whole said, oh, abortion is law of the land. It's there. No, it's not. It's not in the Constitution anywhere. But the other thing is, you talked about the demise of the actual facility, the bricks and mortar of Planned Parenthood is mifepristone, the abortion pill, which is administered within a period of time, simply acidly dissolves a child. And supposedly no harm to the woman, but there are questions about passage of that by FDA.
Yeah, and that's the future of abortion, are the chemical abortions. Our federal government has done everything possible to deregulate those since the overturning of Roe, which is gross negligence at best. And that is the future. A lot of states have banned them. Texas Missouri, where I was yesterday, Tennessee, Alabama. There's a lot of states that will ban these where you can't ship the drugs in or out of the state.
This is different than the, quote, morning after pill. That if you
correct.
Take, yeah, so this is after you might actually, I forget the time limit, 72 plus hours or more, I guess, that you
yeah,
might,
yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Plan B, the morning after pill is like, okay, maybe I'm pregnant, I'll take a pill right. the next day. That's not what this is. RU-486 is a series of two pills. It can kill a baby up to 10 weeks when obviously there's a heartbeat. And the first pill poisons and kills the baby, mifepristone, as you mentioned. And then the second pill forces contractions and the woman passes the baby in the privacy of her home, in a movie theater, at the prom. We've heard all different types of scenarios. It's horrific. They all say the same thing, which is, it was a baby. I didn't think that it was going to be a baby. And it's psychologically traumatic, much less spiritually traumatic.
Yeah, and it could be harmful to the woman.
Absolutely. It's you're stopping the most natural process in the world. I mean, think about it. Pregnancy is supposed to go on and happen. And there's, you know, every week, like a billion different things happen. It's a miracle. And yeah, we're going to go and intercept that and think, oh yeah, that's totally normal. Yeah. There's not going to be no long-term health ramifications.
Sean Carney, CEO, President of 40 Days for Life. As always, I appreciate your insight, and we will continue to monitor how this shakes out for the coming election.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thank you. You know, and there's so many women out there that, and parents, couples that are excited. They're going to have a baby, and there's a miscarriage, and they're heartbroken. And here are folks who could have the baby, and they decide to take the pill to dissolve it and then pass it out. Is that right by God?
It's hard to find a car you like, but here's an easier way. AckermanToyota.com. In a flash, you're going to see new and pre-owned. You can quickly select which model you want, price, colors, options, get details on financing, lifetime oil changes, lifetime engine warranty. Just click AckermanToyota.com, AckermanToyota.com, Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44, Ackerman Toyota for life.
Take a good look at your lawn. You're probably going to find some issues. That's when you contact Allen Outdoor Solutions. They have a solution for everything. Steve and his team are experts in irrigation, landscaping, outdoor lighting, lawn care for home or business. Visit the Allen Outdoor Solutions website. You'll be amazed at the beauty and quality of work. Get a free quote, AllenOutdoorSolutions.com, or call 314-647-4800, 647-4800. This is a scary time when it comes to your money, especially if buying a home. That's why you need Homestead Financial Mortgage. I know the owners, met the team. You can trust Homestead will be with you every step of the way. Call 24/7 with any question or concern. Homestead is on your schedule, not banker's hours. This is not just about buying a home. It's about trust. You can go to my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. larry.homesteadfinancial.com. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit. And if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience. Do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beale has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beale. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
There's no place to hide down here. No place to hide down here. To the rock, out on my knees, I heard the angels weep for me. No place to hide down here.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Let me add some notes to the conversation I just had with Sean Carney, CEO of 40 Days for Life, considered the world's largest pro-life organization. I'm linking in a piece written by Joy Pullman for The Federalist. Talking about how the state of Indiana is getting ready, the legislature, the GOP legislature, poised to increase funding 2,000% for the Indiana Health Department, which basically oversaw, by records, abortions that included two babies born alive after abortions and three women dead. Joy Pullman points out that the Federalists got these records showing that, again, three women died after abortion procedures, two babies were born alive after chemical abortions. And the records suggest Indiana abortionists failed to report four abortions on girls age 15 and younger. That's required by state law. The Indiana Department of Health receives legally mandated terminated pregnancy reports on each abortion committed in the state. Well, more than 100 of these from January to November 2022 indicate abortion facilities in the state of Indiana might have committed crimes and health violations. That's according to a review of the record keeping from Voices for Life, an Indiana pro-life organization. The Indiana Health Department has shut down no abortion facilities since January 2022. And yet these facilities have records showing women died after abortions. And as for the 22 abortionists named in these recent reports, they indicate potential medical malfeasance, but at the same time, apparently no doctors have lost any of their licenses. So now the Indiana Republican governor, Republican-dominated legislature, preparing to increase taxpayer funding for this same Indiana Health Department by 2,000%, jumping from $7 million to more than $150 million budget. Of course, this is the same state of Indiana that pushed Indiana families into lockdowns and COVID testing and all the chaos that came across 2 years, despite early available evidence, children were at low risk for COVID. Now, this coming weekend, Students for Life and Voices for Life will be highlighting this state-reported health and safety violations related to an abortion facility that might move across the border from Indiana to Illinois. That would be the Clinic for Women, currently in Indianapolis. Now, back in September, Indiana actually banned abortions except for very small babies who were the claimed results of rape and incest. The law is currently suspended, two injunctions pending litigation. And yet the law currently still allows for abortion at hospitals. And they point out the same people making these violations will do the abortions in hospitals anyway. They'll just have the same people moving places. One of these reports indicates, and dated April 21, 2022, a chemical abortion on a 15-year-old performed by an abortionist in Bloomington, Indiana. And there was a undercover video discussing with this same abortionist how to crush a child to death during an abortion to leave the organs intact for sale. The state report suggesting this abortion of the 15-year-old was not reported as legally required. The form states the abortion should have been disclosed to the department within 3 days of the child's death. It wasn't. And one of the four underage girls whose 22 abortions were not reported to child services, as again, legally required, was just 13. 13 when her child was aborted. That surgical abortion on a 7-week-old baby performed at a Planned Parenthood center in Indianapolis. Whether the abortion issue is a prime or singular issue for some in this 2024 election, the final votes will show us. But keep in mind, it's not just an issue. It involves lives, babies' lives. All right, Congressman McCarthy says we have a budget.
You want to limit the ability to government to grow so fast like it did under Democrats going forward, so we cap the growth at 1% each year for the next 10. We save money by being smart. What we do is that money and billions of dollars sitting out there that COVID never spent, just sitting there, we claw that back so the American taxpayer can save the money. We put in work requirements to help people get jobs to move forward, help our supply chain, and get our country moving again. You know what else we do? By limiting the amount we spend, We curb inflation that makes people stronger. Then we want to grow our economy. HR 1, lowering our energy cost. We lower the energy cost for all Americans, but we also create more jobs. We cut the red tape so we can build things again in America. That's just a small sampling of what we do in this bill. And we also cut 87,000 IRS agents, so government is here to help you, not go after you.
A lot of applause as House Speaker McCarthy was addressing the bill package to raise the debt limit through early next year while deeply reducing government spending on Sean Hannity last night, and he had an audience watching. The legislation called the Limit Save Grow Act of 2023, passing 217 to 215, no Democrat support, and four Republicans, Biggs, Gates, Burchett, Buck, all defected. Now, Gates has said, if the vote were held today, I'd probably vote for it, but there were some things in there he didn't like at the time. It comes as the U.S. is approaching its debt ceiling as early as this summer. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has already been warning of how she phrases it, economic catastrophe if we don't raise the debt ceiling limit again. Well, I'm not so sure we're doing so well now, because the latest numbers out today show that the expected GDP growth was just 1.1% in the first quarter, missing expectations by nearly 50%. 50%. So McCarthy's been trying to get Biden to discuss this, but Biden and Schumer, they want a clean debt ceiling hike. In other words, they want to raise a debt ceiling, which McCarthy does with this, but only for 1 year. But they also don't want to attach the spending reductions. Raise the debt limit, get us a new credit card so we can max it out, and we're not going to get rid of the other one. We're not going to pay it off either. That's the way that game's played in D.C. In fact, Congressman Mike Johnson, Republican, Louisiana, said, I think part of their strategy, you were talking about Biden and the Democrats, is that they were going to try to call our bluff. They didn't believe we could actually get this done. This is really important and a symbolic thing for us to do. Now, again, this package will replace the debt ceiling through early next year. And it has a lot of conservative priorities, as you heard. And one of them that obviously got a lot of attention, those 87,000 IRS agents, cut, not going to happen. Yay, good. And includes a Biden student loan bailout. And as you heard him say, rescinding unspent money allocated toward coronavirus. You know how much out there that has not been spent and they still want to send more? Did we finally determine that coronavirus, COVID, is no longer an issue? I think we did. Yes, we did, Larry. Thanks for asking the question and giving us the answer. But it was difficult for them to get it even through because, like I said, in the House, they're going to need every Republican to stand with them. 217 to 215 with four defections. That's just the House. Then it goes to the Senate. Well, now we know who controls the Senate. Odds on that passing there?
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
When you have to wait on something you really want, it's tough, but it's worth it. I'm talking about the opening date for Napoli C. Now, May 22. Opening day, May 22. Napoli C will open on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. Napoli C will have some of the finest seafood, lobster, caviar. And, of course, keep in mind, you can always find me at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, Streets of St. Charles, and now Napoli C, May 22.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
And now it's the ATF. Except with the ATF, they don't even claim to be experts. The director said so last week. Last week in a hearing in front of Congress in the Appropriations Committee, he was asked about firearms. He said, I'm not an expert in firearms. Not an expert, but still trying to run Americans' lives. You would think the head of the agency tasked with regulating the entire firearms industry, a constitutionally protected industry, would know something about firearms.
You would think that. That is Congressman Jordan of Ohio drilling down onto the ATF director, who admitted, I don't really know anything about fire. Why the hell are you in that position? They were discussing a basic device to be added by either manufacturers or buyers It is not a bump stock. It does not create automatic fire, but the ATF director really couldn't tell you that because he doesn't know anything about firearms. Oh, take note of this. Al Sharpton coming forward. I want an explanation as to why CNN dumped Don Lemon. I want an explanation. He says, we are completely stunned at the termination of Don Lemon. Throughout his career, he's been a superb journalist, bringing up news others wouldn't touch, including the conversation on how we become a more just nation. We need his voice. I want to know. I want it in writing. I may even go to them myself and ask the CNN execs, why don't you have Don Lemon on there? You took Don Lemon and you kicked him off. You took him off his evening program. You kicked him off the morning program. I want an answer. I want it done now. I'm sitting here thinking, Tucker? Oh, that's right. Tucker's, it is a race issue, I guess. Unfortunately, once again, race becomes the issue. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.